catching you up on the latest stories from around the Sunshine State that you should know heading into this Tuesday morning, June 15th. I'm Sarah Mandile, and this is The Point from WUFT News. As thrifting becomes more and more popular among young adults, a new Gainesville thrift store celebrated its grand opening on Friday. The thrift boutique sells a variety of secondhand items to raise money for the Humane Society of North Central Florida. I spoke with WUFT reporter Cassidy Ibrahimi, who was able to attend the grand opening.
The article is about the grand opening for the Humane Society's thrift boutique. They opened it on Archer Road. So whatever someone buys, if they buy a t-shirt, the cost of the t-shirt will go to funding for the animals and the neutering and spaying that they do there too, and the vet bills.
Could you describe what the inside of the store is like and what someone sees when they walk around it?
Right when they walk in, you'll see the register on the side, one of the staff members there to welcome you. And there are 8 different rooms. So each room has its own different kinds of items. One is like pet supplies, and there's another room full of instruments. They're like vintage instruments. There's also the main room, which is full of clothing, men's, women's, children's. They have shoes. There's also jewelry, and another room has artwork and furniture.
What were the reactions of some of the customers who went to the grand opening? What did they have to say about the thrift store?
I met a customer as she was actually going in. Her name was Heather Stewart, and she told me that she came out basically just to support the Humane Society because she's adopted all of her animals from there. She wanted to go and check them out, see what they're offering, and also donate to their cause. And she also said that a lot of people are into upcycling and reusing, going to thrift stores as well. So she said that would be really great to have a thrift store in, you know, the southwest side of Gainesville.
Is this something common for a local humane society to do?
Yeah, it's pretty common. On their website, they state that they have actually a thrift store in their North Campus, which gathers about $300,000, which is a lot, but they use it towards 21 different counties.
In your article, you also mentioned how thrift stores are a growing industry right now. Could you talk a little bit on that?
Well, as you know, a lot of young adults, college students, a lot of them can't afford, like, I guess, designer brand new clothing. So they go to thrift stores, and it's also pretty trendy right now to get clothing from earlier years. I found this organization called Planet Aid, and they're basically a nonprofit. They collect clothing and they upcycle it. And they've actually noted that the resale industry has increased. Like about 40% of 18 to 24 year olds bought resale items in 2017. And that's just increasing by the years.
That was WUFT reporter Cassidy Ibrahimi on a new Gainesville thrift store. You can read the entire story on WUFTnews.org. Now, let's get into some other top headlines. An outdoor skating rink might be coming to downtown Jacksonville's riverfront this holiday season. According to WJCT, the site, which is now called Riverfront Plaza, would get a temporary 40-foot by 100-foot outdoor ice rink. The rink would be open to the public from November 27 through January 8, and the plaza would be decorated as a winter wonderland. Right now, the project is waiting on funding approval as well as confirmation that the ice rink vendor could fit Jacksonville into their 2021 schedule. But even if the rink doesn't make it to Jacksonville this year, there are plans to bring it there in 2022. Vaccinated Disney World visitors can now go without masks. According to the Associated Press, starting today, masks are optional for those who have been fully vaccinated. Visitors who aren't fully vaccinated yet will still be asked to wear face masks indoors and on all rides and attractions. However, Disney says on its website that workers won't require proof of vaccination. By executive order, it's illegal in Florida for businesses to require customers to show proof of vaccination. All resort visitors, whether vaccinated or not, will still be required to wear face coverings on buses, monorails, and the Disney Skyliner gondola. Floridians are paying more for gas than they have in almost 7 years. According to WUSF, Florida gas prices have spiked to their highest levels since 2004. The average gas price in the state jumped 12 cents since last week and is now $2.97 per gallon. That's around 6 cents more than the previous high this year that happened in March. In a news release, AAA says the increase is a result of the demand for fuel across the world outpacing supply. But AAA spokesman Mark Jenkins says it's expected that gas prices have topped out and won't continue to rise this coming week. Washington Prime Group, which owns 13 malls and shopping centers in Florida, has filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection. According to WFME, this is part of a financial restructuring plan. The company blames the significant challenges created by COVID-19. News reports have recorded mall lockdowns, stores struggling to pay rent, and an increase in online shopping. Washington Prime Group's properties include Paddock Mall and Gateway Plaza in Ocala, Westtown Corners in Alamante Springs, Melbourne Square Mall in Melbourne, and Waterford Lakes Town Center in Orlando. The publicly traded company has a deal with creditors that includes $100 million to keep daily operations going. The agreement also lets it market the properties in case selling them would cover the debt. Subscribe to The Point newsletter, which drops the latest Florida stories into your inbox every morning, Monday through Friday at 8 a.m. Visit WUFT.org for more information. I'm Sarah Mandial, and you've been listening to The Point from WUFT News out of the University of Florida. Have a good one.